And so, our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We acknowledge your faithfulness, your love, and your care towards us. You fetched us out of the miry clay and set us upon the mountain top. Who are we that you are mindful of us? Who are we that you've called us your own? We deserve nothing, but you gave us everything. You created everything and committed them into our hands for us to rule and to dominate and to subdue them. Therefore, Lord Almighty, we return all glory, honor, adoration unto your name. To say, Father, be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. The God of all tribes, we bless you. We worship you. As we go this morning, dear Lord, we pray that, dear Father, you will reveal yourself unto us. That as we dig to know you more, Father, show up in our midst. And let your name alone be praised. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Good morning, church. I'm happy to be standing in front of you this morning. But before I go further, please, I want us to note that next week there will be a workers' meeting. We should please take note of that. We will make sure we adhere to the social distancing stuff, but make sure you wait for workers' meeting next Sunday. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Psalm 104. Psalm 104. I'll be reading the first 6 verses. Psalm 104. Are we all there? Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariots, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the heart, that it should not be removed forever. Thou covereth it with deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. The God of all tribes. We are talking about the one who made the heavens and the earth. The one who created all things. The one who made you and I. The one who committed all he has created into our hands. The scripture Sister Ronke read expatiated a lot about that. Who is man that you are mindful of him? I used to say it, who is Ajibola that you've called into your manifold love and mercy? Not only that, you committed everything into his hands. So this morning, I'll be sharing with us what my mama taught me when I was very small. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. I want every one of us to be there. Media, if you can help us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. If we are there, let us read that verse together. 1, 2, go. Okay, continue. Thank you. 17 says, pray without what? Ceasing. We have been praying. Even before the advent of COVID-19,
we have been praying.
But verse 18 said something. In everything, do what? Is it when it is palatable? Is it when things are flourishing? In what? In everything, give thanks. So I'll be talking on give thanks. When we talk about give thanks, it's an expression of gratitude. When you have grateful feelings or thoughts, I will go further. How is that? It's by expressing appreciation for what that has been done. Lord, I thank you for sleeping and waking up. I thank you for going out and coming in. I thank you for the food I eat, the water I drink, the air I breathe in and out, the path we followed. Some followed the same path, but they can't live to tell the story. At times, if I'm traveling to Abuja, after reading it on the news, and then I will get to the spot, and then, so is this route? Thank God for what he has done. You express gratitude or appreciation. Two, is to feel appreciation. Oh, thank you because you are going to do this for me. Thank you because you will answer my prayer. Thank you because you will make a way where there is no way. Thank you because that job, praise awaits you. You feel appreciation, to feel it. And thirdly, is for you to what? To anchor that success on him. If not for you, I wouldn't have been successful in this. It's a means of giving thanks. When you are successful, when you have financial prosperity, say, Lord, if not for you. You give credit to him. You let him know, without you, I can't be the one standing here. Is it our college? Is it our awards? Is it our accomplishment? Give credit to him. Is it achievement of one's goals? Give credit to him. You remember that Bible scripture that says, it is not of him that wills, neither of him that runs. It is of who shows what? Mercy. The battle is not for the strongest, neither the race for the swift. You think you are strong? Go and meet those people that used to dig. Oh, from here to Oyo. But just little effort, you will see things working together for your good. Give credit to who? To him. Some will read all night, but you will just pick book for like 3 or 4 hours. And yet when you check your grades, you will notice you are doing wonderfully well than them. Is it by your own power? Give credit to him. Give thanks. Psalm 118 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Because his mercy," another translation says, "his love endures forever." Because the Lord is good. Give thanks to the God of all tribes. Not because you come from a particular tribe, that's why things are working well for you. Not because your tribe knows how to do things well in that particular area, that, "Oh yes, sir, you know us now, we can do this where I came from." No. Give thanks unto the Lord. I want to ask the question, do we really have reasons to give thanks? Eh? Answer me now. Are you sure? After this pandemic, with job loss, with economy turned down, we have reason to thank God? Are you sure? We have reason to thank God. Or is it because you don't have money, you think you don't have to thank God? Eh? In everything. Give what? Give thanks. We had the news about a month ago, of someone very wealthy who just left government. When you talk about money to save life, check us away and Ben. The money is there. But you are alive, seated here, your face looking good. Is that no reason for you to thank God? Abi? Is it those that are on the outside? My father, we used to say, the money that someone will be crying to look for, that another person will be smiling to receive, may you not look for that money. It's like you are not here. The money that you will be crying to get, and someone is smiling and collect it, may you not look for that money. When you get to usage, you will know you have reason to thank God. You can raise this leg and walk like this, give thanks. You can raise this arm and do like this, give thanks. You can breathe in and out. Is that not enough reason for us to give thanks? Give thanks. You remember this song, "Little Children"? Some have food, but they cannot what? They cannot eat. Let them pack amala, gbegiri, and they do in front of me like this. Oh, you will know me. I don't mind my stature. I like that food very well. I will eat. But some put their food in front of them. They will have to use tube to feed. I want to wee-wee, rush to the toilet. There are some. Is it not cantata? Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah? Anyhow, that's what they will use. Want to pass? I want to. You will quickly go. There are some. Months. They are feeling discomfort inside of them. In everything, do what? Give thanks. My mama, when I was small, I would always see smile. Mama, ki lo do nu e o fun wa lawon lati o leran o de tun rerin. Not until that day when she called me and said, "Ajibola, you go and represent me somewhere, and then this is what you will talk about." And he gave me that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Ever since then, say ninu, sorry, I will say it in Yoruba and then in English. So pe ninu gbogbo
In everything,
give thanks. Whether palatable or not, give thanks. Whether you are living in comfort or not, give what? Thanks. Ah, a song came now. Opo egbe mi ti ku, opo egbe mi ti lo, opo lo wa lewon, opo lo se fine barakire. Temi o ba le dupe, a je pe mi o more. Many of our mates, they are no more. Many are there in the mortuary lying down there. You are here in the sanctuary. Many are there. They've lost their freedom in prison. Now go there. But yet, you can just easily rush out of the house. You don't know that freedom. Temi o ba le dupe, a je pe mi o more. Temi o ba le dupe, a je pe mi o more. Opo egbe mi ti ku, opo egbe mi ti lo, opo lo wa le won, opo lo se fa bara kiri. Temi o ba le dupe, a se pe mi o more. Have you looked back and see where you started from, where you are today, and hoping that you will get there? Eh? Is that not enough reason for us to give thanks? If you don't give thanks, you will complain. Oh, time is going. I should have attained to this. I should. In everything, give thanks. So how do I give thanks to God? By singing a shout of joy. Psalm 95 verse 1 to 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the heart. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Sing praises to him. Shout. If you don't know how to sing, just sing it anyhow. You are singing to God. You are not singing to man. Me, I like to sing, even though I don't know how to sing. But I will sing. I don't know English songs very well. I know Yoruba songs. If you ask me, I will be giving you one after the other. If you put me in that lane, I will do well. If I... Bokpe mi oluwa. Don't worry, don't let us go there. Oshubare mare sarare nari
mi o ti se pelu mi ni ko ma se.
You heard that song. Receive my thanks, O Lord. As you have been doing, continue to do that. Eh? Sing, shout. Two, by declaring God's wonders and miraculous deeds in your life. Share testimony. Tell people about God's goodness in your life. Credit it to him. You are giving thanks. Remember the 10 lepers? Jesus healed 10, only one returned to give thanks. Anna, God bless her. She returned. And then what? What follows afterwards? Jesus healed them. But to that one that returned, he said, you are now made what? Oh! Perfection. Additions. Three. By dancing. We will quickly do that now. Choir, please up. By dancing. Psalm 149 verse 3 says, let them praise his name in the dance. Dance in the Lord in the spirit. Not in the flesh. You may not be able to dance. I don't know how to dance, but I'll be giving you my own style. Dance. Dance to him. You remember one song? Wajolai Rilu. Wajobi Aditi. You dance. You know you don't see music, nothing, but you are just dancing. You are just dancing. Clap. Toba Rijo, clap. Clap. King David danced. He danced. To extend that. His wife said, you this king, you are dancing like this. Dance to him. You are giving thanks to him. In everything, give thanks. Let us rise to our feet as we just dance this morning. Dance away your sorrow. Eturaka, the Lord is on the throne. COVID or no COVID, the Lord is on the throne.